With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila. The Ministry of Education has confirmed that the 2025 Senior Secondary Certificate Ordinary and Advanced Subsidiary Exam results will be released on Tuesday, 13 January 2026. The Namibia Press Agency reports that Education Minister Sanet Steenkamp will officially announce the results at 10 a.m. at the Government Office Park Auditorium, with candidates able to access them online via SMS, WhatsApp, or at regional offices. Now, to obtain results via SMS, candidates should send their full candidate number to 99099 or via WhatsApp to 0857856231. Candidates will need both candidate number and date of birth to access the results online. South Africa's agriculture minister says a ministerial task team is rolling out a recovery plan to contain the foot and mouth disease outbreak. The disease remains active in seven provinces, with KwaZulu-Natal the hardest hit. The department's spokesperson, Joylene Van Wyk, says a clear, technically sound roadmap is now in place to restore FMD-free status.
The team is finalizing a strategy to reduce incidence of foot and mouth disease by about 70% in high-risk areas for the next 24 months, achieving 90% vaccination coverage in target animal populations in communal areas, commercial farms, and feedlot areas, as well as 100% vaccination in dairy cows.
Zambia's president, Hakainde Hichilema, on Thursday signed into law constitutional changes that will expand the country's parliament in a move that critics say could favor his party just 8 months before a national election. Reuters reports that the changes increase the number of members of parliament to around 280 from 167 currently by creating more constituencies, reserving 40 new seats for women, youth, and people with disabilities, and allowing the president to appoint 11 members instead of 8 as previously done. U.S. President Donald Trump says America is the last for an economic boom, the likes of which the world has never seen. Economic data from September shows the U.S. inflation rate hit 3% for the first time since January, while consumer confidence fell to its lowest level since April. In an address in the Oval Office, Trump said America is the envy of the world.
After 11 months, our border is secure, inflation has stopped, wages are up, prices are down. Our nation is strong. America is respected, and our country is back stronger than ever before.
You can find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.